CSA farmers and vendors typically confirm participation in the Michigan Farm to Family CSA program in the spring, so the spring and summer are often when there is the most to do for the CSA Food Navigator program. However, it's possible a CSA might participate year-round. Regardless, there are activities SNAP-Ed programs can engage in throughout the year. In the fall, it's important to work this program into your SNAP-Ed program plans and budget. For CSAs that you have a relationship with and who plan to participate again in the next CSA season, you can begin to have conversations in the winter and early spring to discuss plans, needs, and opportunities for program promotion, potential for policy, systems, and environmental change work, and any advanced planning for activities. For example, does the CSA know they will be distributing a lot of a produce item for which the playbook does not have materials prepared? Let MFF know in advance, and we can work on support. As CSAs confirm participation in the Michigan Farm to Family CSA program in the spring, MFF can help connect local SNAP-Ed programs. When possible, SNAP-Ed programs are encouraged to connect with the farmers and vendors in advance of the CSA season, while they are still planning and are less busy on the farm, to work out logistics and get to know the CSA. This may happen anywhere from March to May, depending on the CSA. Once the CSA starts up, food navigators should plan a day to visit and observe a CSA pickup and start introducing themselves to participants to hear about their nutrition education desires and needs. Then, SNAP-Ed programs will design their indirect education plans. Typically, during the summer, food navigators are in full swing with activities for participants at CSA pickup, which typically wrap up in September. What can SNAP-Ed staff do now? Get familiar with the program playbook and other resources in ConnectSpace, and make sure you are planning ahead for the CSA season.